party chairman. He resigned. I think his vice chairman or his previous vice, former vice chairman, is now running for state party chairman. I doubt that he has a prayer of winning that election. I think Michael McDonald will be reelected overwhelmingly at the meeting this weekend. And so you'll have a new county chairman in Washoe that probably won't be hostile to the state party, a new chairman in Clark that's not hostile with the state party. The two biggest counties in the state party should now work cooperatively together. The rural counties have never had this sort of problem to this extent. So it's possible. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic that maybe all of the acrimony and the fighting that's been going on that was really well above normal for the past 5 years is now going to go away. People are going to unite because we've got a state to save here. We have got to elect a new Republican Party chairman to replace Sisolak, because there's no way Republicans will win back control of either the state Senate or the state Assembly. So we've got to have a governor that will veto all of these bad bills, like all the bad bills that came out of this last session. And if we don't, we're going to end up being California before the end of this next decade.
Let me say, but just so I know, you are of a mind that you don't think Michael McDonald is going to have a problem winning re-election.
No, I don't think so. I think that Clark County being so overwhelmingly, it's the largest portion of the state party central committee. And with the new blood, the new representatives from Clark County that will be going to Winnemucca and voting, they're already part of the new team that was supportive of Michael McDonald. So, and Michael McDonald's always had the support of the rural counties. So even if everyone from Washoe County voted against Michael McDonald for their former vice chair, I think his name's Michael Jack that's running, it's just the votes just simply aren't there. I'm not saying that everybody's universally thrilled with Michael McDonald. Anytime you're in a position like that, you're going to have dissidents that aren't going to agree with you. But overall, I think the overall number of people that make up the state party central committee that will be voting in Winnemucca, I think they're going to overwhelmingly reelect him for another term, especially since he still enjoys the support from President Donald Trump.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and we're going to talk about a race that's going on now, the U.S. Senate race, with some surprising news from the Captain Sam Brown camp. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, major delays continue downtown through that construction zone as you try to squeeze through the Spaghetti Bowl. Only two lanes available there, 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. That bridge reconstruction work is going to continue well into 2022, so keep that in mind. Also, congestion on the 15 right now, southbound at Oki, north at Sahara. You're pretty much touch and go on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, 215 west at Decatur. And those lane restrictions slowing things down there, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And the Las Vegas Boulevard on-ramp to US 95 north is closed until November 1st.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders releasing quarterback Kyle Sloter, quarterback Marcus Mariota expected to be back practicing this week. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they get a win against Seattle 4-3 in the season opener yesterday. Max Pacioretty scoring twice. Chandler Stephenson and Jonathan Marchessault also scoring for Las Vegas. And goaltender Robin Lehner, he makes 25 saves. So the Golden Knights will get back at it when they match up against the Kings coming up tomorrow. Interesting comments made by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. He says when the NBA is looking at expansion once again, Las Vegas absolutely would be on that list.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddlebeds bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket, where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, and always good to have Chuck Muth around. Chuck is the president of Citizen Outreach. He is the author of Muth's Truths. Last week in Muth's Truths, he talked at length about the U.S. Senate race that's going on right now. Adam Laxalt, who is the apparent favorite right now, the early favorite in that race to go against Catherine Cortez Masto. And in fact, in some polling, he leads Catherine Cortez Masto in head-to-head. But Captain Sam Brown, who has an amazing, compelling personal story that involves the military and what he suffered through, it's just incredible stuff. And now he's running against Adam Laxalt. And Chuck, the big news that you kind of broke last week was that he's raised over $1 million for this race. Is that right?
It is. We won't know officially. I guess they filed the reports are due on October the 15th. So by Friday, we will know exactly. But each of those, their campaigns have leaked, you know, their results to the media in advance, and I believe the Laxalt campaign is claiming to have raised $1.4 million in the last quarter, and the Sam Brown campaign, if I remember correctly, raised $1.1 million. So they both broke the $1 million threshold. I don't think the Laxalt campaign thought that Sam Brown would come anywhere near that amount of money, despite his compelling story. But he has really caught fire, and he's hired some really, really good people that have been able to raise money from small-dollar donations all over the country to support this military hero. And so, yeah, Adam Laxalt absolutely has a race on his hands.
Now, we've had Adam Laxalt on the program over the course of the last couple of weeks. One of the things he says is that he believes he can be the 51st senator, the one that breaks the tie, that would, end up canceling out Kamala Harris as vice president, breaking the tie, 50-50, that kind of thing. Is that a powerful argument, you think?
Yes and no. Look, there's going to be, on the high side, there are going to be 9 competitive U.S. Senate races that will decide who controls U.S. Senate after the 2022 elections. Nevada is probably one of the top 3 to 5 races where we could switch and knock out a Democrat and replace a Republican. So Adams argument that he could be the 51st. He could be. He could also be the 52nd. He could be the 53rd Republican. It all depends on how things break. But that's not what's really at what we're talking about right now, because you got to win the primary first before you can win the general. And I would argue that either Adam Laxalt or Sam Brown could beat Catherine Mosto in the general election. I think either one of them has the potential. The way things are breaking with the economy and Biden and the Afghanistan disaster, I think either one of them could beat them. So now the question in the Republican primary is going to be, which of those two Republicans, Adam Laxalt or Sam Brown, would have the best chance at beating Catherine Mosto? And that is going to be, I think, the key question when Republican voters go to the polls next June to pick who their nominee is going to be.
I'm curious, though, which of the candidates is more conservative, Captain Sam Brown or Adam Laxalt?
I think that's a wash. I don't think either one's going to be able to out-conservative the other. Their campaigns may try to paint it, but I know that Sam Brown has already signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, for example. I know that Adam Laxalt signed it when he ran for governor, and I would suspect that eventually he'll sign it for the U.S. Senate race as well. They're both pro-life. They both support the Second Amendment. So I don't know that there's going to be a big difference. It's not like one's a Republican in name only, liberal Republican, and the other's a conservative, or that one's a moderate and is kind of squishy on issues. I think they're both solid conservatives, and the real question is going to be which can put together the campaign that will give Republicans the best chance to take out Catherine Cortez Masto in the general election.
And Adam Laxalt has gotten some of the early endorsements, including that of the former President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, and that's going to be something the Sam Brown campaign is going to have to overcome. His campaign is going to have to find a way to message that, because the president, for whatever reasons, and I think a lot of it just has to do with the loyalty that Adam Laxalt showed after the election last year and following the lawsuits challenging the election results. But make no mistake, there are a lot of Donald Trump supporters who are supporting Sam Brown and not Adam Laxalt, despite the president's endorsement. So that's the problem for the Laxalt campaign, is that just because Trump supported him doesn't mean it's a lock that he automatically is going to get those voters. The president endorsed Dean Heller, but there were a lot of Trump supporters who said, oh, no, we're not going to be fooled by that. We know that endorsement's politically calculated. We don't think that Dean Heller really, really supports Donald Trump, and they didn't vote for him. So I think it's still a key for the Brown campaign. He's going to have to make sure that everyone knows that Trump supporters are supporting his campaign despite the endorsement. And I think Adam Laxalt can't simply rely on the Trump endorsement and think that he's going to get all the Trump voters, because he won't. He's going to have to work for those voters.
So what does it come down to between these two?
It's going to come down to who runs the best campaign, which is what happens in so many close races. Either one of them can beat Cortez Masto. Either one could win the primary. Either one would be a good conservative representative in the United States Senate. They both have challenges. They both have advantages. And it's going to be up to who runs the best campaign and messages the best way to Republican primary voters who will be turning out to vote in the June primary.
Both candidates will have a lot of money to spend, and I guess my question is, how does this shake down? Is it a matter of having the infrastructure in place? Adam Laxalt has already run for statewide office, so he has people in all 17 counties that will be running campaigns for him. Is that what it comes down to, that experience factor running statewide?
No, I don't think so. I think that Adam Laxalt had that campaign machine in place in 2018 in the governor's race. It was said that that was his race to lose, and he lost it. And he lost it, I think, in a large part was because the campaign that he ran in 2018 was the typical campaign that Republicans have been running for the past 20 or 30 years, based on knocking on doors rather than getting the messaging right. And I think he's going to have to change his tactic. I don't think he can simply rely on having people in place in 17 counties, because Sam Brown's getting people in place in those 17 counties. I do believe that it's going to be the messaging and how that message is delivered. If Adam Laxalt spends a boatload of his money on television, which I think in large part is a waste of money, and Sam Brown spends his money, which will probably be less than Adams, but if he spends it more wisely and he's got the right message that, hey, I have the best chance because of my story, I have the best chance of beating Catherine Cortez Masso, I think that Sam Brown could shock the world and pull out the win in the primary.
Wow, that would be something. Before I let you go, more of your candidate and consultant boot camps coming up. What's the latest?
Look, if you are a candidate running for office or you're running an organization and you need to raise money, you need to be there tonight, because tonight I'm doing a whole workshop on high-dollar fundraising, and I guarantee you, what I'm teaching tonight, you will never, ever, ever learn from any other political consultant in the country, with the possible exception of Richard Viguerie, the direct mail guru. This is a big one. Ahern Hotel, second floor, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, high-dollar fundraising.
It sounds great. Is it free? Is there a charge?
It's free for conservatives. If you're a liberal and you want to sneak in, it's $5,000.
I love that. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. You take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Check out Muth's Truths. It's absolutely incredible stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly saying, "Excuse me?" or "What?" I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, the technical advancements have been incredible. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's one of the most amazing things that I think I've seen in recent memory, and that is Captain Kirk going up into space, and that's exactly what happened. It was incredible to watch. CNN stayed with it for the whole shooting match. It was incredible. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut three. This was William Shatner post landing. Okay. With a conversation with Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos. And I mean, he was almost babbling. He was so excited. But this was William Shatner after landing in the Texas desert. Here it is.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so... so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. And oh my God.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but...
No, I mean your words.
Oh, my words.
It's just amazing.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible. The jeopardy, the moment you see how the vulnerability of everything. It's so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. It's negligible. This air. Mars doesn't have it.
Right there.
Nothing. I mean, this and when you think we carbon dioxide change to oxygen, and what is it, 20% at some of that level that sustains our life. It's so thin to dirty it. I mean, that's another whole
subject. And you shoot through it. What you were saying about shooting through it so fast.
So quickly, 50 miles.
And then you're just in blackness.
You're in death.
Yeah.
The moment.
This is life.
This is life, and that's that. And it's in an instant, you go, wow, that's death.
The first thing I thought about as I was watching this, and watching William Shatner, again, he's 90. The oldest man ever to go into space. But the first thing I thought about was, did they serve cocktails on that flight? I mean, really? I thought, you know, for 90, he sounds great. But he did have a tendency to babble, and I gave you the best, 2 minutes, 29 seconds that I could slap together. But I'll just tell you, he was moved and to tears at one point. That was something to see. But to watch the whole thing, and it takes less than an hour to do. You know, they're waitless for like 4 minutes or 5 minutes, and that's it. That's all. But that's still pretty cool. And as a guy that grew up, with NASA and you know, I've always been a space geek, as you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time. I have always been a space geek. But to see Captain Kirk going up in space is something that's pretty heady stuff. I mean, it really was. I mean, it was something to behold. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was something to behold. I'm just glad that William Shatner played down the climate change card. He could have gone on and on and on. He didn't. Kristen Fisher is CNN space correspondent. She talked about the Blue Origin landing. Here it is.
Blue Origin has to be very, very happy about this mission. It looked flawless. We'll certainly get to hear a bit more about that, and we should get some of that video later today of William Shatner and the rest of the crew floating around during those precious 4 minutes of weightlessness. But I tell you what, Kate, you know, William Shatner may be the star of the show today, but that booster return just gave him a run for his money. I'm not talking about the capsule landing. I'm talking about the booster that propelled the capsule into space. If you've never seen one before, and very few people have, because up until just a few years ago, that was the stuff of science fiction. It is truly incredible to watch this massive booster just literally fall out of the sky, and then just when you think it's going to crash on the desert floor, it fires off its thruster.